did the most terrible things you can imagine. First of all,
they
restricted their constitutional rights to begin with.
The restriction of constitutional rights,
like,
dear friends.
Like a salt pancake laid upon the body politic of the great nation.
A salt-filled pancake. Think of that upon the body politic.
Bitter to taste, bitter to wear.
Bitter to hold.
And they were held there. Not only their hearts and their souls, but their bodies and the machines thereof. Up to one half.
Up to one half.
And nor could they depreciate for 4 years.
It was
a time of terrible economic impression. And all that were near it grew sad, or corn, depending upon their want.
I went down to the Chemical Corn Exchange Bank the other day, gave them 3 ears of corn, and they gave me 3 beakers filled with chemical.
They did.
A testimonial, dear friend.
That's fair trade. That's frightening.
That's Jubilee, friends. Every 7 years, we come here before the microphones to announce the Jubilee, the beginning of the great feast that lasts a full cycle of the sun, in which all slaves are set free.
Can't you hear their feet stomping in the mud right now?
Let's get out of this mud.
All debts are forgotten.
Yeah, about that fiver, I know.
Debt's
forgotten. Forget debt.
All orphans are attended to.
Yeah.
And all wars and arguments between great nations are settled. Jubilee.
Would you like to settle this war right now?
Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
Let's look between two idiots. Look, you're an idiot and I'm an idiot.
Okay,
we both know
but
that.
I'm the head idiot of my country.
Okay, you can be the head idiot of your country if I can be the head idiot of my country.
I'll grant you
what
that.
What about all those little countries
look
in between?
Those two dumb guys. Those
dumb guys. Okay, what did you say?
Well, what about all these little countries in
those between? Little countries, look at them. They're full of idiots.
Those guys.
They're full of idiots just like us.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Hey, you here. Little idiots, any of you idiots over there want to come over here with us idiots and solve this war?
We're the heads of the pin trust over here.
We're not smart enough to understand about that kind of
We're the dummies.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm the dumbest guy in my country.
That's true.
And you're the dumbest guy in your country.
I'll come and live in your country. Then I won't have to be the dumbest guy anymore.
I'll go over to your country, too. It'll be great. Those Moscow girls really knock me out.
Golly.
Moscow girls. Yes, reminds me of Sarah Palin. I've done this show for quite a while, including during the last election cycle, and never done a show about the University of Idaho's most famous, by far, most famous graduate. And here she was up in Coeur d'Alene signing 1,000 books or so yesterday, and she didn't make it to the old alma mater town. I can just imagine them reading at Book People or maybe the UI bookstore or something like that, but it just didn't happen. Anyway, we're going to get to that in just a moment. First, I have this important announcement. Okay, as I was saying about Sarah Palin, the most famous University of Idaho graduate ever, more famous than probably Senator Edgar Borah in his time. I don't even know his first name. Borah. Or Frank Church. Or Larry Craig, the infamous Larry Craig, former ASUI president, who, I don't know, maybe he got his start in the bathrooms right here in the Student Union building. Who knows? Anyway, Sarah Palin's most famous, and so I haven't done a mashup of her stuff ever, I don't think. Maybe a short one at one point or other. So anyway, we're going to do a Mega Palin mashup because, you know, I was attending this school when she was a student here and taking communications classes and broadcasting classes like she was, and maybe I didn't take a class with her. Maybe I did. Like most of her professors, few have any remembrance of her, although former ASUI president Ben Long at the time was interviewed in The Spokesman saying he thinks that he had her as a partner for a beginning of the semester journalism exercise where you interview each other because he remembers that the person was from Sandpoint, which Sarah was. And Sarah wasn't going by Sarah Palin then. It was Sarah Heath was her name. And I don't remember Sarah Heath. I was the manager here at KUOI, so she didn't get involved in student radio. And no bylines in the Argonaut. But I think she was here. She was just nondescript. There's a picture of her in her Theopolis Tower dormitory room, wearing a t-shirt, sitting on her bed wearing a t-shirt that says, I may be broke, but I'm not flat busted. Yeah, and looking very different than she does now. And that's on, I guess, an old Spokesman Review blog from last year, if you can dig it up. It's probably around the internet, various places. So anyway, here goes the mashup.
Get out of your belly and make a boy milk and sir, get your off dog to wish, sit ocean. Get out of your belly and make a boy milk and sir, get your off dog to wish, sit
ocean. To help to solve a problem. A brother came from space.
That is competing with all of its vice, fog, frigid beauty. The cold, though, doesn't it split the chichacos from the sourdoughs? And then in the summertime, such extremes. Summertime, about 150 degrees hotter than just some months ago, and then just some months from now. With fireweed blooming along the frost heaves and merciless rivers that are rushing and carving and reminding us that here Mother Nature wins. And it is as throughout all Alaska, that big, wild, good life teeming along the road that is north to the future.
Williamson!
This is Gun Violence in America. I help the shoot. Guns. Guns. 70% of this country supports a ban on semi-automatic assault weapons.
I do not. And, you know, here again, life being an open book here as a candidate. I'm a lifetime member of the NRA. I believe strongly in our Second Amendment right. What's kind of inherent in the people of my state who rely on guns? Not just self-protection, but also for our hunting. And for sport also. It's a part of the culture here in Alaska. I've just grown up with that.
This is Gun Violence in America, officially. We spend billions of dollars a year every year treating people who are victims of gun violence. Nothing we can do about that.
Do you think that all of that gun violence, though, is caused by people pulling a trigger who would have followed any law anyway?
America on a gun built on a
no,
gun.
You start banning guns and you start taking away guns.
It's good to see all of you there toting guns, he said. America was built on a gun.
Guns.
The gun and the Bible carved this nation out of the wilderness.
Guns.
Mayor Dukes, if you want our guns, come out and get them.
From people who will use them responsibly.
Slag, you drinking and shooting the pistol at the little pools of fire.
And use them ethically.
Bam, bam, bam.
Your bullet can't see red.
You put more and more laws on guns and you start taking away a Second Amendment right?
And reason enough ought to remember again that liquor always comes later, after the guns are cleaned and racked. That's the time to relax with a drink, the only time.
This is the wild side life, ain't it, Wilkes? Wilkes just grinned and opened him another beer.
It's gonna be, Charlie, the bad guys who have the guns, not those who are law-abiding citizens.
Tourists from across America, here, loving their 49th state, I'm reminded one heart, one hope, one destiny, one flag from sea to sea.
You mean to tell me that he didn't know that he had launched his own political career in the living room of a domestic terrorist?
Thundering words.
I hope Americans know that is not
the strongest words.
What our brave men and women in uniform are doing in Afghanistan.
The strongest word.
That our leaders, our national leaders.
Persuasive. The strongest word.
Are sending them out.
The strongest word.
Inspirational words.
The strongest word.
That is.
Is still the word.
On a task.
Free.
From God. That's what we have to make sure that we're praying for.
Free. The word. Free. Strongest word. Is still the word free.
Men Barack Obama wasn't aware of AIR's radical background.
Heavy words.
Men have died for words. Cities have fallen for words.
Barack recently remembered
the right
him as
words,
just a guy in the neighborhood.
The right words.
Islam insidious.
The right words, said Lenin, are worth 100 regiments.
But wait a minute there. You mean to tell me that he didn't know?
You can say four blunt words and a man will hit you in the face.
That he had launched his own political career in the living room of a domestic terrorist? Domestic terrorist.
The known domestic terrorist.
Unrepentant domestic terrorist. Domestic terrorist. Part of a group that, quote, launched a campaign of bombing. That would target the Pentagon, our U.S. Capitol. Our United States Capitol. Obama held one of his first meetings of his political career in Bill Harris' home.
The guy's living room?
The living room of a domestic terrorist? Our opponent is someone who sees America as imperfect enough to pal around with terrorists.
Other tested words are mistakes, stop, at last, and don't.
But it is about reform of government. And it's about putting government back on the side of the people. And that has much to do with foreign policy and national security issues. Let me speak specifically about a credential that I do bring to this table, Charlie. And that's with the energy independence that I've been working on for these years, the governor of this state. What I bring in terms of that credential is the know-how, how we can get to energy independence and a greater security for our nation by producing more domestically, as by becoming less and less reliant on foreign sources of energy, those being controlled by regimes that do not necessarily like America.
Surgeon General of Chilltown, New York, has determined that the sounds you're about to hear can be devastating to your ears.
Do you agree with the Bush Doctrine?
I answered him yes, because I have the confidence in that readiness and knowing that you can't blink. You have to be wired in a way of being so committed to the mission that we're on, reform of this country and victory in the war. You can't blink. So I didn't blink then, even when asked to run as his running mate.
In order to stop Islamic extremists, those terrorists who would seek to destroy America and our allies, we must do whatever it takes, and we must not blink.
This mighty nation
will not blink. I can assure you, I am not going to blink. Either we defend freedom so that our children and grandchildren can grow up in a peaceful world, or we blink. And if we blink, the rest of the world will blink as well.
Of eat and be eaten.
Nothing like this has happened.
The world that we face in our time is great. In a time of war, and the terrible sacrifices it entails, the promise of a better future is not always clear.
There's going to be other wars. I'm sorry to tell you, there's going to be other wars. We're going to have a lot of combat wounds. And my friends, it's going to be tough. We're going to have a lot to do.
That old Beach Boys song, Bomberan. Bomberan.
I'm still convinced that withdrawal means chaos, and if you think that things are bad now, if we withdraw, you ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet.
For a good idea, worth the price in one trip.
It was a good idea.
President Bush has talked about our staying in Iraq for 50 years.
Maybe 100 years.
That's fine with me.
A 100 years?
I don't think Americans are concerned if we're there for 100 years or 1,000 years or 10,000 years. 10,000 years.
In this day and age, no act of political theater is complete without some actual theater. So last night, before John McCain accepted his party's nomination for the presidency, a movie was played of his biography, highlighting his journey to the highest of offices. We'd like to take the liberty tonight of playing that film for you now. The actual film. Just in case you missed it.
He was a maverick.
I'm going to change the status quo in Washington.
With a way of talking that was so new, it needed its own name.
Straight talk, straight talk, straight talk.
And that name was so catchy, it needed its own mode of transportation. Sadly, in 2000...
John McCain quit the presidential race today.
It's gonna be president. To give.
Hey, Johnny, what are you rebelling against?
What do you got?
From the start, John McCain was a rebel. Everyone assumed his son and grandson of admirals would be a star at the Naval Academy. He showed him.
Nobody tells me what to do.
His career as an aviator was the stuff of legend. While those other pussies kept their planes in the air, John McCain fought back against the man. Crashing, not one, not two, not three, not four, but five of the Navy's finest aircraft. After ditching his final bird, he spent 5.5 years in a North Vietnamese prison, where he stayed sane by decorating and redecorating the rooms of 10 different imaginary houses. For his heroism, he was awarded a Purple Heart, a Silver Star, a hotter, richer wife, a seat in the Senate, an inoculation against all future political attacks. But McCain bristled under the Senate's so-called ethics, especially when they brought him up on so-called ethics charges.
Hello, my name is the Swan. I do all the rapping for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Whenever I get the chance, I eat navy beans and listen to Moscow, Idaho, where the potatoes really grow.
And he said, I guess now we're dead. Really terrifying stuff. Meditate on that. Someday you will be.
I want to make it clear to you. You don't think you can go about your life listening to the radio?
You've been watching and hopefully listening to Chapter 13.
We need American energy resources brought to you by American ingenuity and produced by American workers.
You US, UK, Litmus Index.
In this great community and in so many places like it, all that working people are asking for is government be on our side so that we can have a good job in our own hometown. And a pro-growth agenda and serious reform and spending under control in Washington, we are going to get this economy moving again. I promise you that. Virginia? Virginia on November 4th. It's going to come down to what we believe in. And what John McCain and I believe in is what Ronald Reagan believed in. Of freedom, not in the constant expansion of governments. And we believe that the best of America is not gathered in Washington, D.C. It's found here in the kindness and the courage of everyday hardworking people who run our factories and grow our food and fight our wars, those who protect us and protect the virtues of in the promise of this country, in all the opportunities that we wish for ourselves and each other, for our sons and for our daughters. And we still believe that America is that shining city on a hill, and we have a man ready and worthy to lead it, someone who inspires us with heroic and trustworthy deeds and not just words. Virginia, you're going to hear from now until Election Day, our opponents are going to go on and on about how they'll, quote, fight for you. But since he won't say it on his own behalf, I'm going to say it for my running mate here. There is only one man in this race who has ever really fought for you. Keep on fighting for you, and it is my pleasure to get to introduce you to the next president of the United States, John.
Addressing you tonight, and I was told I would be addressing you alone. Now, I know it must be a little bit strange for all of you to see the two of us together, what with me being John McCain's running mate and me being a fervent supporter of Senator Barack Obama, as evidenced by this button. But tonight,
Tonight we are crossing party lines to address the now very ugly role that sexism is playing in the campaign.
An issue which I am frankly surprised to hear people suddenly care about.
You know, Hillary and I don't agree on
anything. I believe that diplomacy should be the cornerstone of any foreign policy.
And I can see Russia from my house.
I believe global warming is caused by man.
And I believe it's just God hugging us closer.
I don't agree with the Bush.
But I have to tell you. Nancy is a decent person and a person. Now look, I just that you do not have to be scared as President of the United States. If I didn't think I wouldn't be one heck of a lot better president, I wouldn't be running, okay? And that's the point. That's the point.
Of course, I don't want to come out and say that we endorse John McCain, because that might hurt him. Look, we would prefer that he become the next president over Obama. I mean, a black president would go against just about everything we stand for. We don't want the races to get along, and they don't. It's been proven that blacks aren't as intelligent as whites. Obama is half white, so I guess that's why he's come as far as he has. I don't know. But we don't want him to become president of the United States. We don't agree with John McCain on everything, on immigration and so forth. But that's, you know, small potatoes compared to Obama. And we simply cannot allow this to happen. So, yeah, of course John McCain will get our vote.
And he said, well, they drew a swastika on our door. And we're Jews. That didn't mean, and I didn't know what it was. And I said, well, what kind of a swastika? How? Oh, he said it was straw. So I said, well, don't fuss about it. You can wipe it off. It would be worse if it was paint. Another thing that happened in school was another change in the curriculum that we were taught racism or racial science or whatever you want to call it. And we were taught about the superior German race and about all the other people who are inferior. And about the Jews being an inferior race. And they were sitting right there saying nothing. And the teacher picked people from the class as examples. In my generation, when the teacher said something, he thought it was true. And I really believe that, you know, some of the other people weren't as good. And then one day, a girl raised her hand in school and said, my parents don't want me to sit next to a Jewish girl. We have these double benches. And so the teacher said, okay, and said to the girl, go sit next to people. And the girl came and said, next to me, the Jewish girl. Yeah, and she was a friend of mine. But I didn't like the idea that somebody inferior, that somebody isn't wanting to sit with, and they make that person sit with me. That didn't suit me at all. So I got up and I said, I don't want to sit with her either. I mean, who am I, after all? So the teacher says, well, you can't go on like this from now on. If your parents object to anybody you sit with, you please bring a letter from home, and we'll take care of it then. So I went home, great excitement, and I said to my father, I want you to write a letter that I'm not to sit next to Hannah Lippmann. I don't remember the name. And my father said, well, why? And play with her every afternoon. What's going on? And I said, well, she's Jewish. And my father said, so what? And I said, well, nobody else wants to sit with her. And some other people in class don't sit. Their parents don't want them to sit with Jewish girls. And I don't see why I should be the one that they're put next to. So my parents went pale. But he said, you know, your grandparents are Jewish. I knew he fell under the table. And he said, and according to the Nazis, that makes you a non-Aryan, that makes you a Jew. And so you have no right to go and say that you don't want to sit with Hannah, because the next thing is gonna, if the others find out, they won't want to sit with you. So I said, my goodness, what am I going to do now? That was the only thing I could think of. I mean, nothing else affected me. I just said, what am I going to do? How am I going to go back to school? What am I going to say? And my father said, you say nothing. But he said, it's very possible that in the next election, people will vote differently. The Nazis will be out again. And the whole thing will be forgotten. So there is no sense in making a big deal and having everybody in town know about it.
Now don't you worry about the country. Don't worry about the South. Don't worry about the USA. Eat your barbecue. Shut your mouth. At a diner in Tennessee, he did not leave a tip. Just a business card on the napkin says, you've been honored to serve the Grand Wizard. Now, the reason we're white today is just because of segregation. The pure white race is gonna save the nation. Now it's time. We keep the KKK in line. Now the night they lynched old Sonny Brown, his neck snapped like a twig. Could have been the cops or the KKK. In this town, it's the same damn thing. Take off these blues, put on these whites. We're gonna wait for the cover of the night. And now it's time. We keep the police in line. Southern town called Greensboro. Nobody knows the smiling faces. They only know the shame brought on that town by the FBI and the KKK. I think it's time. We keep the FBI in line. Hanging off a cliff and only a Jew could save him. Now will he take that outstretched hand, or will he stay a pure white? that southern man. And if the black man came and stomped on Virgil's hands, I'm telling you right now, I would not give a damn. It's time we keep racists in line. So I chopped off the Grand Wizard's head, mashed out all his brains, left his stinking carcass on a burning cross. It's a barbecue from us to the KKK. It's a barbecue from us to the KKK. Don't worry about the country. Don't worry about the South. Worry about the USA. Just eat your barbecue and shut your mouth.
In Alaska, a time of immense darkness. God has a different idea.
God is invading Alaska.
Masters Commission Wasilla, Alaska has one purpose: to know God and to make him known.
God has a destiny for the state of Alaska.
Masters Commission is one of the keys in God's plan for Alaska, the United States, and the entire world. Walk away chain. Masters Commission, Wasilla, Alaska. To know God and to make him known.
Awesome Alaska night. Sensing summer already winding down. With fire.
I'm a poor pilgrim of sorrow, thrown into this wild.
Thank you. First try F, sir, then L.
Come a big city, don't you, boy?
Yes, I do.
Thought so. You got one of them skinny little big city mouths.
Now, look here.
Let me tell you something. You can't tell nothing from no test like this. Give me that bottle of Coke. I'll show you how we drink them down here. We don't sit around in no fancy bars taking little bitty sips and wearing skinny britches and pointy lizard shoes. You can't come down here flam-flamming honest people. You got to watch what you do down here, boy.
Policy experience. Again, Cindy McCain on This Week.
But she has no national security experience.
Remember, Alaska's the closest part of our continent to Russia.
Yes. Not only is America's closest point to Russia, Alaska has Mount McKinley, which makes it America's closest point to space. So that means she has space policy experience.
You can check the playlist and all the web details at kaputradio.libsyn.com. Kaput spells as K-A-P-U-T-T and Libsyn just as in Liberated Syndicate.
time as opportunity, not as a competitive, scary thing. It's also, considered also. This is a crisis moment for America, really the rest of the world also, looking to see what the impacts will be if America were to choose not to shore up what has happened on Wall Street because of the the ultimate adverse effects.
Smile like the sun, this is for real. Tales never fail.
As I say, inaction is not an option.
You lie so low into the weeds.
This also.
I bet you're gonna ambush me. You'd have me down, 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 down on my knees.
But also. This globalization that we're a part of in our world. So the rest of the world really is.
Back over time, we were all trying free. You met the porpoise in me.
And politics have got to be put aside. This is too important.
No right, no wrong, selling a song, a name.
This is too important. This is crisis.
And if the real
also,
you better make up something quick.
Consider it also.
You're gonna burn, 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 burn until the wet. Ooh,
mold that we are in, and if the obsessive partisanship gets in the way of just doing what's right for Wall Street, for Main Street, for all of the economic factors that we're talking about here, then that is an atrocity, and that is just more politics as usual. Anyone is of that mindset that it's only one side or the other
that
can find us. If it doesn't pass, it is vulnerable.
Y'all, as I say, then it's not an object. We've got to shore up our economy. This is a crisis home for America.
Really, yes, and also, look at the same thing.
It's going to be all about job creation, the control of our economy, and being back on the right track. We'll have to reform and reduce taxes and reining in spending. We've got to accompany tax reductions and tax relief for Americans and create the opportunity to trade as opportunity, not as opportunity. Against the wall and watch valuable state time and money, millions of your dollars go down the drain in this new political environment. Rather, we know we can affect positive change outside government at this moment in time on another scale and actually make a difference for our priorities. And so we will, for Alaskans and for Americans. Let me go back quickly to a comfortable analogy for me, and that's sports, basketball. And I use it because you are naive if you don't see a full court press from the national level. Picking away right now. A good point guard, here's what she does. She drives through a full court press, protecting the ball, keeping her head up because she needs to keep her eye on the basket. And she knows exactly when to pass the ball so that the team can win. And that is what I'm doing. Keeping an eye on the ball. That represents sound priorities. Remember, they include energy independence and smaller government and national security and freedom. And I know when it's time to pass the ball for victory.
I used to think Michael Palin was the funniest Palin on earth.
And I've given my reasons now, very candidly, truthfully.
I mean, did she really, I need to know if she really thinks dinosaurs were here 4,000 years ago. That's an important, I want to know that, I really do.
Yeah.
Loaded!
Action!
go on this big speaking tour, and she's going to do all of these, she'll have a book deal, and maybe she'll be a Fox News commentator. All that stuff may happen. She was kind of like at the peak. She's just been on the decline here in the polls since she got back. Actually, since she was nominated, she lost 20 points in the polls between the nomination and the election among Alaskans.
Right.
I think there's a chance that she's just getting out while she's still hot enough to sell a book.
We'll be right back.
No melodic closure in that set. That last tune was The Boredoms with Super U from the Super AE album. And before that, The Melvins, which from Chicken Switch, which is a new album of mashups and mixes performed by people that they got to do mashups of. And they're one track long, but they're for entire albums. And we heard Ah, which is a mashup of Something or Other by The Melvins by John Duncan. Before that, Eugene Chadbourne, National Bummer and Oil of Hate from the 7-inch. The Beastie Boys, Alibaba and the 40 Thieves. Before that, a little bit of Melvin's Chicken Switch again. Before that, Scooter's Sarah mix. The Bad Plus doing Barracuda plus Sarah. Primal Scream did Rocky Erickson's tune Slip Inside This House from Where the Pyramid Meets the Eye, a compilation of a tribute to Rocky Erickson. We had a Circumstantial Happenstance before that. New music from Jukebox from Dead Zone Boys. We heard Phantom Don't Go. Beast did City. Eugene Chadbourne before that with We Keep the KKK in Line. And we started with the Sarah Palin Mega Mix. And I think we'll continue maybe with some more Sarah Palin as we continue this 40 Acres and a Clone Mule episode for this particular
Just stay tuned.